and Mashmeyer get the assist. When I saw that live, I didn't really realize that our defender stick might have been kind of there with that puck too and might have thrown Jamie off just a little bit. It looked like it was more of a clean shot. So I guess you can comment on it. Is that one that Jamie wanted back, or was that something that was just a tough one to save?
I probably think he'd want that one back, but you know, he had such a good game. You know, what are you going to say? Yeah. So, but it might have went off the stick. We probably were a little too much. We gave him too much of a gap, let him walk in. You know, a little too close. But it's a wide angle shot. Jamie will stop that probably 8 out of 10 times, and you know. For him, I mean, I think you could see how he reacted, right. You know, I'd like to have that one back. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, our team obviously bounced right back. And that's the key about it. You know, we want to get to that first 5 minute mark in the third period without, you know, taking a penalty or giving them a goal. And, of course, we didn't do that. You know, buck 34 in, they score a goal. Now it's a two goal game. They got some life. And I thought the goal, Reed Searles, great individual play and really. I mean, it just seemed like that really took any hope away from them at that point.
The Huskies push it ahead, and here comes Searles. Searles gets past the defense, makes a toe drag, scores! What a goal by Reed Searles! All by himself, toe dragged it to the front of the net, and he beat Tolvanen for a huge comeback goal for Michigan Tech. The lead is back to 3-4-1.
You know, they almost could have called a penalty on... Northern, because right. He was whacked down as he was falling, as he yeah. shot that puck, he was falling down because of a trip, but they did not, and what a great goal that was.
Well, that was a huge goal for us, and good with Reed staying with the puck, you know, and drove down the wall, got to get a bite, and then leaned in on him, and then, you know, pulled it back on the second guy, and just a good release, and that was a huge goal, because, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and a lot of time left, and that one just sort of, you know, you could just sense that one just sort of was, you know, the goal to put them away.
Reed Searles, only his third goal of the season. He has two dramatic, in my opinion, dramatic individual effort goals. Were 5-on-3 shorthanded goal that he scored down at Bowling Green. Yeah. I don't remember his first goal, but that, you know, that those are pretty.
Oh yeah, and Reed's going to score some more goals. Yeah. We got some hockey left, and he's been playing well, and that's the key. Is when you start playing well, think good things are going to happen, and you know, a lot of good things have been happening for him in that line. You know, Vallis is scoring. How many goals Vallis have now, Dirk?
Vallis is at 8, I believe.
8 goals, so there you go. And so that line, you know, between Reed and Vallis and Neville starting to get going, absolutely. That's a heck of a line.
Yeah. Shane Hanna finished off the scoring. This gives an assist to Alex Patan to put him over the mark and get the outright scoring title in the WCHA.
10 seconds left to go, and it is Vallis stealing away. Back up top, here's Hanna with a shot. Scores!
Nice job there from behind the net. They gave it to Neville.
I think that's Max Vallis. Yeah, they're going to have to make a change on that. Max did a real nice job behind the net, kept the play alive. And, you know, we were operating behind the net there, and Alex gave it out to Shane, who, like you said, that's a goal. Yeah, there's no mistake on that one. And good for Shane. And he's had a, you know, a good year, got off to a slow start, but he's played fantastic and such a competitor. But, again, you know, we were just trying to help Alex out in that situation. And, you know, we knew the deal with the scoring race. So that's the reason they were out there. Is, like I said, not to embarrass anybody, the game was at that point in control, but you know, we just want to try and get him one more point.
Well, and you mentioned it after the game, work on a part of our game that we've struggled at 5-on-3.
Well, yeah, we haven't had many 5-on-3s, and you can work all you want in practice. It's not the same as a game, so it was a good opportunity for us to be able to do that.
More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up. 5-1 the final on Saturday night. The Huskies get a share of the McNaughton Cup championship, and we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Monday through Saturday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, including other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, along with their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Don't forget to celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, $2 for $3. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, $2 for $9. And nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5. Stay warm as winter winds down with Keweenaw alpaca gear at Bucko's Clothing Department. Energy drinks on special store wide, along with Bucko's $2.99 barrel of wine. Sales do not include taxes or deposit.
Back with Mel Pearson here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a sweep. They get a share of the McNaughton Cup, and the Cup will be here this weekend, hopefully, and that's what we're looking forward to. The weekend is against Alaska as the Nanooks swept their arch rival Anchorage over the weekend. And as you and I were just talking about, Coach, off of the during the break there, this is a team coming in that's playing some pretty good hockey right now. They've got their scorer, their leading point getter back in Tyler Morley, and coming in with confidence, winning a couple games.
Well, they are, and that's we were just commenting about that. You know, they're coming in with the on a roll. You know, they won 2 games at home this past weekend against their arch rival, won their Governor's Cup for I think 7th year in a row, and they got 2 wins, made the playoffs, and now they get a second chance, and they did get Tyler Morley. Tyler Morley did not play against us here. One of the not only best player on their team, but one of the top players in the league. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. We saw that in the 2 games 2 weeks ago. So I don't think we're going to have to say a whole lot to our team. I think Dirk Fairbanks got our attention a couple weeks ago with how hard we had to play, and it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. If not, they're going to be more intense. So, but we've been in that playoff mode for a long time now. We understand what it needs, you know, what the job needs to be done. We've got real good work ethic on the team. We're competing hard. It's just the execution. You know, you have to be able to execute. And like I said, we're at home, and that's why you work so hard to get home ice advantage. We're at home. They got to come all the way down here. So, but it's going to be a heck of a series. I mean, last year we went in triple overtime in the first game. So you never know how it's going to pan out. But I like our team. We're playoff tested. We've had success. We've had a good run at home here. We're playing really well right now. We got a lot of guys really contributing. I like our goaltending. I like our PK. I like our power. There's a lot of good things going on. So we'll have a good day today. We'll talk a little bit about the McNaughton, put that behind us, and then really focus in on Alaska Fairbanks. And we don't have school this week, so we got to make sure we keep them sharp, but at the same time give them a little bit of rest. And it's all about the game on Friday night. That's what we're focused on.
All right, we'll talk more about tickets, too, for that game on Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday if necessary. But we might as well get to some of these questions because we have a lot of them coming in.
Sure.
And the first question is, Coach, in terms of evaluating recruits, is there any way to describe how a coach evaluates a player's potential?
Wow, that's a good question, and yes and no. I mean, obviously, I think most people could go in and tell you who the best player in the game is. That's a given. You know, you can go and see a guy score 3 goals and do some things, but there's only so many of those players, and now you got to try to pick those diamonds in the rough or the kids who are maybe just coming in their own or their futures ahead of them. That's where the tough part comes in. If it was that easy, everybody would get great players all the time. Even the National Hockey League draft, who spend millions of dollars on recruiting and evaluating and testing. I mean, you look at the drafts the last 5 years and see how many guys have gone on to play and who has and who hasn't. So there's no right formula. I think it's all a feel you have. And you know, our staff, we discuss what we're looking for, the core basics in a player. Obviously, we like speed. You know, we like a guy to be able to get up and down the sheet. We need a guy who competes, like a guy who, you know, is every game works hard and likes to be in the competition. We like a guy who has hockey sense or smarts, you know, not only offensively, but without the puck, you know, and we can, for the most part, teach guys how to play defense. So on the offensive side, you want guys who can make plays, see plays.